Every year, descendants of victims and survivors of the Sand Creek Massacre gather on the site in Colorado, where volunteer U.S. Army troops ambushed a seasonal camp of mostly women, children, and elderly Cheyenne and Arapaho. The militiamen killed and mutilated around 200 people in the November 29, 1864 attack. Two-thirds of the dead were women and children, and body parts were taken as war trophies.
We should not be afraid to criticize and condemn that which is inexcusable.
That's Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper addressing Cheyenne and Arapaho tribe members at a ceremony in Denver on Wednesday, at the end of a 180-mile healing run by descendants of the massacre.
And on behalf of the state of Colorado, I want to apologize.
Governor Hickenlooper became the first Colorado governor to publicly apologize to the descendants of those massacred at Sand Creek in southern Colorado 150 years ago. Despite the public ceremonies, the Sand Creek Massacre and other atrocities committed in the colonization of the western United States remain largely absent from U.S. history textbooks, even for Native Americans, says Sand Creek descendant Tracy Rose.
We weren't taught anything. This is what my grandma had told me. Just in recent, I would say 10 years, that now that they're having Indian education to the kids I live in El Reno, Oklahoma. It's a suburb right outside Oklahoma City. And they finally gave an Indian education class for Cheyenne Arapaho people. And so I'm saying that it's been a long time coming, but it's like at least our language won't die. At least they'll know who they come from.
Colonel John Shivington led the 675 troops in the unprovoked attack. A town near the massacre site was named in his honor before his death. But historians have recently put a spotlight on the role of John Evans, the territorial governor of Colorado at that time. Evans was also the founder of Northwestern University and the University of Denver. Both colleges have investigated Evans' role in the Sand Creek Massacre, with DU releasing its report last month. It found that Evans had serious culpability, citing neglect in treaty negotiating, leadership failures, and reckless decision-making. DU political science professor Nancy Wadsworth, chair of the John Evans Study Committee, says the university and other institutions must acknowledge the legacy of the Sand Creek Massacre.
Think of the billion-dollar industries, the great amount of wealth and commerce and transportation and institutions and so forth that we've inherited. My being able to teach at DU and draw a paycheck is directly linked to the removal of Plains Indians from their ancestral homelands. And they now are removed to reservations that are very poor, that are dealing with extreme unemployment, limited resources, energy companies trying to take the resources upon which they sit right now, right? So those gaps between us, between my paycheck and the daily experiences of Cheyenne and Arapaho in Oklahoma, for example, are results of this legacy.
Professor Wadsworth says that while this type of U.S. history isn't usually part of the high school curriculum, students have a desire to know more.
I do know that students are incredibly relieved to learn other perspectives than those they were taught in high school when they get to college. I do know that there is a hunger for more layers of understanding of complex history among those students.
Next year's 151st anniversary may not attract as much public attention, but Sand Creek descendants like Tracy Rose say they'll be back to remember.
That blood that was shed there 150 years ago still runs through all of our veins.
Maeve Conran, FSRN, Denver.